The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee is expected to announce their decision on the repo rate today. And of course, a repo rate is what determines how much money or interest you pay on your bond or your credit card or your car payment and so on and so on. At the moment, the repo rate is at about 7.5 basis points, following a decision in March to pause the cuts after three consecutive cuts in the periods concerned. Online, Professor Waldo Krugel, Professor in Economics at Northwest University. Welcome to Newsbeat.
Good afternoon, Shafiq, and thanks for the opportunity.
Interesting. The media, economic media, is saying 84% chance of a rate cut, and I think Bloomberg are saying that of the eight people at who make the decision, two will vote against a rate cut and six will vote for one. Do you agree with that impression?
I hope they are right. I think there are good reasons for them expecting a rate cut. I think inflation has been low and stable. And it seems like the forces that can drive inflation going forward are also relatively muted, like the oil price and the exchange rate. So that seems policy at the moment is contractionary. It dampens spending simply because that repo rate is still relatively high. So I think the bank can consider to safely cut without fueling spending or fueling inflation too much, by giving consumers a little bit of relief.
I do remember last year or at the beginning of last year, when the repo rate was going up, there were a lot of predictions from economists that this year would be the year of rate cuts. And if we have one again, that'll be about two or three for the year, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that's right. From the middle of last year, the cutting cycle started, but there were worries that it will be a sort of a short or shallow cutting cycle. The worries are mainly about what's happening in the U.S. economy and uncertainty internationally. And I think the Reserve Bank are thinking about possible forces that could push inflation back up again. And that makes them cautious. And I think they are known for a conservative approach. So those two voting against the cut, they'll be making a big argument. I suppose they've been doing it the past couple of days.
Interesting. And of course, I think what is playing into all of this is that Trump isn't removing the goalposts on the economic front in terms of tariffs and everything else, but he seems to be changing the lights because they go from green to orange to red and then to green again. It's quite confusing. It's like going through traffic.
Absolutely. And it's not happening weekly. It's almost daily.
Yeah.
It's really difficult for policymakers. I suppose they started their meeting on Tuesday afternoon thinking about what happens after the 90-day postponement of the reciprocal tariffs. They woke up this morning hearing that a court has struck down all these tariffs. So where's that going to end? And it complicates the picture of global growth. What's happening in the U.S., what's happening in the EU, China, et cetera. And that all determines our exports and possible price pressures, influences the exchange rate, et cetera. It's a tricky job at the moment.
It seems as if the markets and economists and those who trade have probably got used to the fact that the only certainty going forward right now is going to be uncertainty.
No, true. And I think it makes life difficult and complicated. But I think looking at both the economists and the markets, there's really a strong feeling for a rate cut this afternoon. And the governor's going to have to make a really good case if they decide to keep the rate unchanged. Convincing the public that if that is necessary is going to be tricky.
Of course, I mean, if it offers more liquidity into the economy, it's a good for the government that is needing money and needing more taxes. We need to get cash spend into the economy, and we can't hold it up by interest rates.
Absolutely. I think providing a little bit of relief to consumers will support all the basics, retail sales, vehicle sales, and people will have a little bit of money for maybe some domestic tourism. All those sorts of spending would end up driving a slightly higher economic growth rate. And that's good for the fiscal situation and well, for everyone if the economy grows a little bit.
What percentage do you think the rate cut will be? Most people are plugging it at 0.25. What's your feeling?
Yes, no, anything better than the 25 basis points would be a huge surprise to the markets. The MPC has been so conservative up until now, I don't expect anything bigger than 25.
And it's funny, I mean, 0.25 does not sound a lot if you put it up next to 100 or something, but it certainly does make a difference in if the numbers are big, doesn't it? Like in the economy of a country, because we're dealing with billions of rands or billions or trillions of dollars, 0.25 can be a significant amount.
It makes a small difference in a household budget that your bond is slightly less expensive for your car repayments. But add on to that the slightly lower fuel prices, it does free up a bit of money for extra spending. There's just a little bit less pressure on households. And so I think it makes a difference, and adding it up makes a difference. Over the past year, then, you would be looking at 100 basis points, which would be good.
And looking for the rest of the year, to wrap up, do you think this trend is going to continue, or we are in so choppy waters and everything is so uncertain that it's going to be a fool is going to predict what's going to happen in the next 3 months?
I think it's difficult to predict. The Reserve Bank's own modeling doesn't really account for anything more than a single cut this year. All influenced by what happens in the U.S. If the U.S. is able to continue their cutting cycle, we would be able to. But if they get stuck with higher inflation due to the tariffs, whatever happens there, we'll see. Then we won't be able to cut much further.
Yeah, as I said in the classics, wait an hour and Trump will change the traffic lights. Professor Walter Krugel, professor in economics at Northwest University, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Keep well.